Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends. How are you today on a terrific Tuesday? I am Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. It is the Sheeman and Shepherd Show on ESPN Southwest Florida. A myriad of stations throughout Southwest Florida that carry the show. But there are other ways to listen as well. Download the app on your favorite device. It is free. It's ESPN Southwest Florida. You can listen there. Many of you do. You can check out our website at ESPNSWFL.com. You can listen live there. You could go back in time and catch a segment or an hour or a day that you missed. Best ofs, Sheeman and Shepherd podcasts, lists, stories, $5,000 giveaways, all sorts of stuff. Go to the website, check it out, ESPNSWFL.com. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. At ESPNSWFL, you can follow me on Twitter. I encourage you to do so. At Craig ESPN, you can follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. You can follow Chris at ChrisNSWFL. Also, our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Lots of headlines to get to. We'll have some guests. We got guests from Pick Six Previews coming up later on. Do a little football talk. Red Alert Tuesday, where we put people, teams, and situations on blast. Twitter police, Sunshine State. We'll have a cup of Joe with Joe Winter at 4:30. Wikipedia and more. Pete Shepherd, how are you?
Great. What's up? Rain hitting early today in Southwest Florida, it seems.
I got blasted in my neighborhood. Maybe it was around noon where we were taking direct shots, lightning. Just startling, but I don't know how direct or how bad you got it where you were, but it was interesting for a while.
No, I didn't get until I got here. I was here a little bit before noon, and it was about an hour ago it started coming down.
Yeah. Well, I was under the impression we'd have less rain here over the next couple of days because the Sahara dust is supposed to be extra bad, like the worst it's been. In fact, if you looked out this morning before the clouds came rolling in, very brown, hazy skies. But here we are,
yeah,
washing it out.
Lots going on today. Lots. Good stuff in the college football. I'm glad Brett Ciancia of Pigskin Previews is going to join us. There's a lot going on. Lots to discuss with Miami, Florida State, Florida, UCF, among others. And big college. I think the big story of the day, besides Chris Sale being an idiot, is going to be the Big Ten.
Money.
Bye-bye, ESPN. Bye-bye next year. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Billion-dollar deal.
Now, let's see how the people in Bristol handle this one. Will they treat it like they did the NHL back in the day and other sports that they don't carry? They're going to sort of, like on their college football live shows or game day, they're going to be at Big Ten schools? I think not.
They're going to be all SEC.
Yeah, or ACC.
When I come home on a Saturday afternoon and flip on the old TV at 3:30 at CBS, mm-hmm. It will not be SEC football. It'll be Big Ten football in 2024.
Yeah, but that's and really, I don't care about that stuff. I don't think fans care.
No, but
as long as you know your game is being televised, who cares what network is on?
Well,
it doesn't really matter.
There is an interesting development with that because it's a three network deal with the Big Ten.
That's the interesting.
Fox,
thing.
CBS, and NBC, and that'll be the Saturday night game, which. Now you got to start asking about Notre Dame, mm-hmm. and what they do with NBC.
People are assuming that this is going to be an easier way for them to stay independent. I don't know. I think just the opposite.
I think it's going to suck them into the Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a billion-dollar deal.
Yeah, the Big Ten wanted 7 years and $380 million, and ESPN didn't believe was worth that much. So ESPN televises 27 Big Ten football games and only would have 14 in the new deal.
This also allows for easy coverage of USC and UCLA
mm-hmm.
on NBC at nighttime.
Yep.
So Very interesting. Very interesting. We go to the other side of the glass. Chris, how are you? It's been a couple days. How you been?
I'm good. Very well.
How's your little trip over the weekend? All good?
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
Did you have good weather there? Because it rained a lot here.
Yeah, it was fine.
Mainland.
Yeah, little rain on Saturday afternoon, but yeah. It was fine.
All right. How's the kids' fancy school?
Still fancy.
So, all good?
My wife did beef it walking out last night, though. That was pretty funny.
What happened?
There's a little step by, like, the side door to the school.
Yeah.
And I was holding the door for her. So
like
she,
a gentleman?
So
a
she kind
Chris
of,
Sale Tripper?
Yeah, so she kind of walked behind me. I didn't see it, but I feel this noticeable tug on my arm. Yeah. And I look over and down goes Frazier.
Down goes Sam. Down goes Sam.
Was she hurt? She wasn't hurt,
no,
was she?
No, she was fine. She was laughing, and there was another couple, you know, mom and dad that we were walking out with, and they didn't see it either. They saw her on the floor, but it was pretty funny.
Man, what a spill.
It was pretty funny.
Sorry to hear about that. You know, when you get older, those kind of spills mess you up. You guys aren't near that age yet, but...
And I still appreciate the beer and wine selection that they have at all the parents' events.
I never had that at any meet the teacher or open house. I never had beer and wine.
So my dinner last night consisted of 3 Yinglings.
Wait a minute, they feed you as well?
Well, they have a dessert table. They have a regular food table. I went straight for the dessert table. Got, I don't know where they're from, but it's 2 chocolate chip cookies... half dipped in fudge with buttercream icing in the middle, almost nice. Like a massive Oreo.
Oh, dear Lord.
And I had 2 of those.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Very healthy evening for me.
Yeah. Wow. They should feed you the tuition you pay. You got it. I mean, they should.
Speaking of feeding us, this is like the good old days. Eatery by Ryan dropping off a plethora of sandwiches. I've already got into the Italian sandwich here. Delightful.
The cheesesteak is gone.
Gone already?
Oh, my God. It arrived 7 minutes ago.
Yes, it is gone.
I took one bite of my turkey BLT. It's delicious. So is the broccoli salad. I am going to have the rest for dinner tonight. My first new home dinner.
Oh,
followed
yeah.
by my first new home sleepover.
The new home, yeah.
Of course, today, because
I'm... Well, I didn't think you have TVs until Thursday.
I don't.
What, are you streaming everything on your phone?
Actually, does not have
well,
TV.
Last night I stayed in Cape Coral last night. Tonight it's the first night. I went, you know, did some errands this morning. Did some grocery
Hold
shopping.
Hold on, right there.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to hear this. I want to hear this, and I want to give it its appropriate due. It is, however, 7:48 past the hour. Whew. Time for our first Sports Center rundown of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
Bears linebacker Roquan Smith released a letter today demanding a trade out of the Windy City, stating the team does not value him after contract negotiations have stalled out. Jets head coach Robert Saleh told reporters that the right knee injury suffered by right tackle Mekhi Becton yesterday will likely end his season. Eagles center Jason Kelce underwent elbow surgery today to, quote, clean it up. The team anticipates he'll be out there for week 1. And we got a new ownership group of the Denver Broncos. It sold for $4.65 billion by a group led by Walmart heir Rob Walton.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Maryland Mike, very excited to have all 3 of us in the studio today. He's getting excited. I'll just leave it at that.
Margaritaville. What is that? Is that tongue-in-cheek Margaritaville, or have you been? How long have I been out?
Why is 99.3 Spanish? Well, it has been for about
over
16
year.
Months.
Yeah.
So we flipped. So if you just now. Figure that out.
Finn Fan said he got his first hole-in-1 at the Landings on 16 on Saturday. Great job.
Finn's
up. I don't think I played there. I can't remember all the places I played. I don't think I played there.
You have not played there?
No.
How do you know?
It's private. Do you know anybody that lives in the Landings?
I might have. Okay. I might.
Well, you would remember that.
I have not played
Well,
I think it's a par 3 course, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. I've never played it, though, so I don't know.
All right. Now,
I see it when I go over the bridge, though. You can look off to your left and when you're going to Cape Coral and see the course.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's a nice neighborhood.
All right, Pete Shepard. So back to you. House tonight.
Yep.
No TV. How does this work?
I just watch on my laptop. I'm signing up. My internet's all in. I'm going to use a YouTube TV.
And do you have a lazy boy or a chair to sit in?
I have one of the dining room chairs are in, and I can
dining room
plug.
The table's not in yet.
But you can't lounge on a dining room.
You're, I didn't say lounge. I said sit.
You're going to sit awkwardly in like a wooden chair and have a TV on your laptop.
No, I have my laptop on top of the island in the kitchen, and I sat there today and did a little bit of work before I came in, and it was fine. For one night, it'll be fine.
So from 6:30 until 11 p.m., you're going to be sitting in an awkward dining room formal chair with a laptop in your lap, ignoring your wife and dog, watching TV.
No, they're not coming until Thursday.
Oh, flying solo.
Yeah.
Still.
So one thing I forgot, I mean, I got paper plates and did some basic grocery shopping, but I forgot no knives and forks, so I had to go back. That's all in our storage area. It's all coming Thursday. But I got that. I had to go to Walmart today and buy a pillow.
You want some plastic silverware?
No. Well, that's a no. Hey, I don't know. You were on yesterday. All my stuff was stolen out of my cubicle. At some point, I had a bunch of these that I had saved. Plus, I bought some on my own secret stash in case we ever need a knife and fork. Gone. Not even a crumb. Nothing. Nothing left.
Cleaned out.
Theft again. This time wasn't food. It was utensils.
Wow. It's always something.
So I got a hidden camera.
Who sneaks around, goes into a drawer in a desk in a cubicle and go, oh, jackpot. found some plastic forkware.
Around here, plastic forks, gold.
That's why he squirreled some away in his own desk.
I bought some on my own to keep in there, mostly for us.
They are a rarity. There's no doubt
about it.
It's
like a teacher. You know, you got to buy supplies for all the little munchkins.
That's a currency around this building, plastic forks.
Yeah.
Somebody's making out between the food that's been stolen.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
But anyway.
All right, so your boy Chris Sale.
Not my boy.
He is your boy. He's a local boy here, too.
No. So apparently, Chaim Bloom, the GM of the Red Sox, said he was playing catch Saturday at BC. I'm assuming that means Boston College. And took his bike to get lunch and hit something going down a hill. Now, if it's going down, I don't know what hill. I mean, Chestnut Hill is called Chestnut Hill for a reason. It's pretty steep. They call it the Heights. No, it doesn't. It's about 5 miles away. But you know how they call Dodger Stadium Chavez Ravine? They call Alumni Stadium the Heights because, I don't know. So I don't know. If it was coming down Chestnut Hill at a rapid speed and hit a stone.
Jeez.
I don't know. I don't know if he was going to rapid speed. I have no idea. But this guy is.
Can we review? We missed the beginning of the season because of rib cage. Then he comes back in the sixth inning and takes a line shot to the hand, dislocates a finger.
Fractured his finger.
The other hand falling off a bike.
And his non-throwing hand breaks his wrist. Seizing an injury. First of all, let's be clear. He wasn't coming back anyway from the pinky injury. So
maybe he'll be healthy for spring training next year.
He's supposed to be.
He'll probably pull something.
That'll change.
Hey, the guy got paid.
Well, he cracked his rib working out, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then he had an open reduction and internal fixation of a right distal radius.
Oh, that means bone came out.
Wrist fracture.
Oh, he landed on the wrist and it came out of the skin. That's horrible.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, that's what the injury you just said.
Well, compound fracture is usually what that means. If it comes
read
to
it again. What's the actual injury?
An internal fixation of a right distal radius, a wrist fracture. Didn't say anything about breaking. Maybe it did. I don't know. I don't care. He's ready for spring training. They're done. They're still only. They're 5 games out. The defense is terrible. And, they come off beating the Astros. They think they won 5 out of 6 against the Chiefs. They used 3 out of 4 to the pathetic Kansas City.
Can we go back in the time machine to hyperbole, Pete, at the beginning of the year, how they were going to kick the Yankees' ass this year?
That is not what I said.
Chris, back me up.
Never, ever said that. Are you crazy?
Chris, back me up.
Kick their ass? Why would I say that?
Because you say it every year.
No, I don't.
Every 6 years I've been
I said when I said when Sale comes back, and I said it back when Eovaldi got hurt, because if Sale and Eovaldi come back and are healthy, I said they're going to be tough to beat. This is when they were 12 games over 500.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I never, ever said that. That is you're being way, way delusional.
Wrongly disagree.
Way delusional.
You're like a broken record. I could pull a string on you in a Barbie doll. I
would never say that knowing they had no ace to begin the season. They got off to a terrible start.
The aces weren't your problem. It was your bullpen.
Yeah.
Actually, if you took
– I ripped him. Like, took, how many times did I come in here?
If you took five-inning bets, you guys are almost like undefeated.
I think the truth is probably somewhere in the middle.
Every day I came in here, I said they did it again. They're 0-6 in extra innings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, can't
every
close.
Day. I never said anything about kicking anybody's ass, believe me. Mm. Nothing. Nothing of the sort of kicking their butt.
Maybe
kidding
Baltimore's.
Me?
No, well, wrong team to pick there.
I had them last night. That was a win. Plus 115 on the money line.
Gave
it to you.
Can I be honest? I just don't care about baseball anymore.
I don't pay it much attention.
You're not the only one.
I don't pay it much attention.
I mean, like, maybe when the World Series rolls around.
Yeah.
Maybe. And if it's a Game 7 in a World Series,
well, let's see if I hope the Rays can hang around to be in there. There's a whole bunch of teams still in it regardless. I mean, if you're within five games now, you're still in it, but I mean, look how bad the Yankees been playing lately. They've been horrible the last 2 weeks.
By the way, Craig Sheeman's special last night told you to take the under on Angels A's 7.5, 1-0 final score.
Yeah. Gotta love that.
Loved it, and that was in the first inning.
Yeah, that's great.
All zeros after that, baby.
Here's a sad stat. From 2020 to the end of 2022, the Red Sox payroll salaries of Sale and David Price combined is $101 million. Combined innings pitched for the Red Sox in that span, 48.1, or precisely $2,089,799.29 per innings pitched.
Where is David Price these days?
I don't know. He's doing some media stuff. I don't know.
He's out.
But at least he... The one thing I remember David Price, it finally came around in 2018 in the postseason, halfway through the postseason, and was a key pitcher when they won the World Series. So I'll give him that.
I agree with Golden Knight. Pete is going to have a meltdown. The Red Sox and the Patriots are going to miss the playoffs.
I guess for the first time in about 5 days, their offense today looked pretty decent, according to reports. Because when I left for vacation, it looked... You know, I was looking. Mac Jones was looking good, and everything else. The last 8-9 days, everything I've read has been all you hear is inconsistent, disastrous, confusion.
Yeah.
You know, three straight possessions. I think yesterday that led to false start. What would have been a sack and some other horrible.
That's
thing.
Matt Patricia for you.
David Price is still on the Dodgers. He has 29 appearances this year with a 2.7 ERA.
I haven't seen him once.
0-0 record.
Well, NFL
30 innings pitched.
NFL Network Thursday night has the Giants and the Patriots. Mm.
So okay, every doctor is texting us 24/7. Says open reduction internal fixation is an operation to place a plate and screws in the wrist. Yeah, that's the name of the surgery. Not the fracture, and then Tag Heuer sent us an X-ray of the type of hardware that was probably used in his wrist.
Hmm.
Okay. Yes, everybody says Price is in the bullpen with the Dodgers. All right.
The other story that made the rounds today is concerning your football team in Hard Knocks.
Oh, we are excited. 10 o'clock tonight, baby.
Is it tonight or tomorrow night?
Tonight, 10
tonight.
O'clock.
Tonight.
Tonight.
10 Catch o'clock. The fever.
The city is going nuts.
By the way, today 8-9.
Yeah.
There are four teams that finished last season 8-9.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And in September 8th, will we say there were four teams that finished 9-8?
Maybe September 8th we'll get into that one as well. But when does the season start?
9-8.
Yeah, Thursday so now night. we'll be on to bigger, better things at that point. Was it Ravens, Browns? Two others. I don't know. I got them at my desk.
Well, apparently, you're going to hear a lot of Billie Jean or the big thing because
Hutchinson did his rookie song.
Aiden Hutchinson did his rookie song. I guess it was very good.
What a bust.
Brought the house down.
That's a big song to be doing as a rookie on stage in front of your teammates.
He should quit his day job then.
No. That family is unbelievable. His sister is Miss USA. He's like the number two pick of the draft.
All right.
More like Aiden Bustinchin.
Let me Craig, you're not allowed to answer this.
How's it going?
First, let Chris
Bustinchin.
The creative producer of Hard Knocks, Ken Rogers, said
yes.
Detroit is one of those towns that has football in its blood.
Yeah.
And it's such a huge sports town, and they're really waiting and crying for this success, and they hope
losing football.
They hope is coming.
All agree.
Football in its blood? I know it's a good sports town.
No, it is.
Football in its blood.
Yeah.
Maybe they're talking like the Bloods, like the Bloods and the Crips.
It's a good sports town. They are dying for a winner.
I know that. You can
it's
see
a pretty I'm telling you, poor sports town, actually.
If they actually win, you think Chris lighting a couch or two for a Dolphins win? Gonna be nothing.
We're lighting houses. We do that anyway. We do
that anyway.
Ken Rogers, lead creative producer of Hard Knocks, says, you can see it on the streets. You can hear it in the music. I know that's an Eminem song, too. It's an attitude that shows up when you start filming, and people love that. As great as the Cowboys were last season, the Cowboys are a familiar brand that you know you want to watch because you know it's going to be entertaining. This is a team that you've never gotten a chance to know, and you're going to get to know for the first time, and that's really exciting for us.
That's the key to the Lion fan right there. That nobody else knows. Nobody ever pays them any attention, and they're excited. They truly are excited. They had 18,000 people at practice Saturday.
Last year, we all agree. I think we all watched the first episode, and that was it.
No.
I watched them
I'll break it down even more. For Hard Knocks, all I watched was the cool drone shot that went
through
the entire city of Dallas into the locker room, and that's the last I saw.
You missed an awful lot, like Jerry Jones speaking with his athletic trainer about Dak Prescott's return after the shoulder injury, or was it a hip?
The ankle.
It was something. Whatever. No. He tweaked something or other in training camp last year.
I wanted him to throw long before he was ready.
That was it. Yeah, so you missed that. That was a little peek behind the curtain.
Okay.
I'm pumped up to hear Jamal Williams crying, giving a post-game practice speech.
Yeah,
that was
awesome. Let's save it for Sundays, Jamal.
Sure.
Nothing like having your backup running back get the team psyched.
Whatever it takes, Craig, right? Whatever
Listen,
it takes.
I don't know why you two all of a sudden making fun of my team.
I'm not making fun of them.
At all.
It sounds like you're making fun.
I'm interested to see the show. I have to get...
Yeah.
I'll sign up.
Now you're gonna be able to watch it. You got no TV.
The Bleach
watch
Show.
Watch on my laptop.
You're gonna be sitting in the dining room table with
I
no
cares.
Table.
Who cares? I'm watching on my laptop. What do I care?
I'm gonna wait. Here's my.
Do you have a bed? What are you sleeping?
I have
on
a
tonight?
Bed.
Here's the way I'm approaching Hard Knocks. I'm waiting for everybody in the world to say I like this Dan Campbell. I'm gonna bet the over on win totals for the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna wait for that number to get up to 7, and I'm gonna hammer the under. Hammer it.
See, those are two different things. People falling in love with Dan Campbell, which will happen. The win total, I don't know.
No, people will flock to the betting window.
All right.
To back the Lions.
I actually have
Aiden Hutchinson. It's a mistake this year.
I actually have, we have a cut of Aiden Hutchinson talking about why he did what he did.
So,
which I'll punch up later.
Do you want to play it now?
All right, give me a second.
All right. They had to sing Billie Jean in front of the way to hit that note there, Chris. Oh, Chris, 6'3" says Craig missed Jerry Jones putting salt on an Egg McMuffin.
Yes.
I did see that.
That is
I do
correct.
Remember that. That was awful.
That is correct.
How is he still alive?
Was it an Egg McMuffin or was it a McGriddle?
I think you're right. I think it was a McGriddle.
I don't know.
I think it was a McGriddle.
The McGriddle catches some heat, but I think that it's a good breakfast sandwich.
I haven't done
the
fast
sweet,
food breakfast
sweet
in
syrup
ever. In fact, I almost have never done the fast food breakfast.
I had
ever.
I have the exact opposite thoughts on fast food. The breakfast, sign me up for a good fast food breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch, dinner, do without it.
Not a bad idea.
I don't need it.
A bad attitude guy. Come on, man. Dan Campbell, a top 30 coach in the NFL.
It's about right.
It's not about right.
It's about right. Slightly ahead of Mike McCarthy.
Tell you what, Dan Campbell could kick
McCarthy's
ass.
Yes, he could.
Dan Campbell, I mean, dude, he's ripped. I think every player on the team's afraid of him. Physically,
Mike McCarthy might have that Kung Fu Panda thing going on where there's so much flub that it just can't be hurt. It can't be penetrated.
I'll bet he's had a few McGriddles on the way to practice.
He's
in the morning.
Like a seal.
Sarcastic 239, Lions on Hard Knocks. Who doesn't love a good train wreck? I think you all are gonna be pleasantly surprised. It's going to be a nice story.
All right, do you have Aiden
Hutchinson? I'm trying to find it on this other computer.
And worst coach in the NFL.
Do we have a worst?
I don't know. I'm thinking right now. Matt Rhule?
Yeah, maybe.
He's pretty bad.
And by the way, I'm hearing more and more, Baker, Sam's out.
That seems to be even it.
McAdoo, who hated him going into the draft, hated Baker, says, I flipped on Baker. He's good. He's good now. Baker's come in all business, taking that job right out of Sam Darnold's hands. All right, are you having technical difficulties?
No, it's not loading up right. Hang on.
We can take a break.
Yeah, take a break.
We'll see if we can get that dialed up. I have some more NFL news to share with you as well.
Lions football.
That sounded sarcastic.
Has the season started yet? Lions football. We won't break your heart.
Oh, are we doing this again now?
Until September.
Until September. September 11th or whatever the day is. Dolphins nostalgia. He's late to the party. Did you guys see Jamal Williams snip it on Hard Knocks? I'll run through a wall. That part I agree.
I'm crying because I love y'all so much.
Okay, I get it.
24/7. Mike McCarthy, worst coach in the league.
I'm not going to fight you on that one.
All right. Do you want to play the sound here?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want to do.
Let's hear some Billie Jean.
Well, it's not him singing it. This is him.
I thought this was his rookie deal.
This is him.
It's him talking about it.
I feel like you've teased us.
Going smooth so far.
Not listening.
Talking about how observant you've been, just sitting back, listening, watching, learning.
Yeah.
Why is it more important for you not to speak and listen instead of just trying to come in and be this rah-rah guy when you could be that?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I've never been a believer in those guys, especially when you're young. So, man, I'm just staying quiet and you know, learning from all the older guys in my room and soaking all the information up, before we get start playing against other teams.
Describe to us what it's like going against Penei every day, just the intensity and the strength he brings.
Yeah, no, Penei is good. The whole O-line is very talented. I mean, the fact that I get to go up against them every day, it's a blessing, really, just being able to go against guys as talented as them, especially Penei. So, yeah, man, I'm fired up.
How do you like your usage as well? You played some inside today. Obviously on the edge.
Right.
It looks like you're going to kind of go up and down that line, probably be on the field quite a bit. Just how you like that aspect of it, how they're using it.
Yeah, I'm a very versatile player, and they're using me in that way, too. They're putting me just about everywhere. And I know wherever they put me, I'm going to dominate, and I'm going to be the player that I am.
One of the things, Aiden, we hear a lot, like from the fans, everybody's very excited about you being here, and Coach says you're just coming in and waiting to earn the respect. Is that just a mindset that you go in with every day? Can you talk about how you approach it mentally?
Right. Yeah, that's always been the mindset for me, really, in every aspect, high school, college, when I'm young. You got these guys who've been there for a while, and I respect that, and I want them to respect me. So, you earn it out in the practice field, and, your rookie duties and what you got to do in there.
How good does it feel to be a big piece of the defensive front that they're leaning on to get that pressure? And where do you think you guys are as a unit so far?
Yeah, I think we had a really good day today. We bounced back a lot today, which was good. So, we're just taking this thing day by day, ebbing and flowing. It's kind of how football goes. You're going to have some good days and some bad days, and you're going to keep flowing, and, there's always going to be that next day.
Dan was asked about an instance, where you got beaten yesterday, and he laughed and said maybe he'll get beaten one more time like that, but it's rarely going to happen more than twice because he says you pick up on things really quickly. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, I think it's having that mindset. You're going to lose reps, especially at this level. You're not going to win them all. So I'm aware of that. And, if you do lose a rep, you move on and, you get after the next rep. And that's what I did today. That's what I did yesterday. That's what I do every day. Billie Jean, because Michael Jackson is, everybody loves Mike, who doesn't like Mike? And I found the song just about 3 days before he asked me to do it. So thank the Lord he didn't ask me any earlier than that. I would have been screwed. But, it's been I was rehearsing the verses in my head for a couple of days, and my name was called and I had to step up.
How nervous were you when that moment?
I wasn't that nervous. I mean, I obviously you're a little nervous. You got to sing in front of the boys, and it's a little weird. But you just got to embrace it and own it, and just know that everyone's got to do it. Every rookie damn near has done it. So
glove or no glove?
What you mean? Oh, no, I had some good dance moves. No gloves though. No gloves.
There you go.
All right. Did he moonwalk? I don't know if he moonwalked.
We'll find out tonight.
Probably not.
Got a moonwalk with Billie Jean.
He doesn't have fluid hips.
Barbecue Pringles guy says Lions football team, only team to lose the bye week.
Wow. Well, check them out tonight. Hard Knocks, 10 o'clock, HBO.
Lions football.
Did you sign up for your free preview yet?
Not yet. I'll get
top 10 draft.
You got to use somebody else's account.
I can't. We can't remember who we used last time, so we got to find. We got to figure that out tonight.
Lions football. Catch the fever.
Southpaw says Chris is in a witty, snappy mood today. Guess he had a nice day off.
Had a great day off.
All right. The NFL preseason is here. It's not all about Lions football. Once again, we are your home for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Saturday, the Bucs host the Dolphins. Coverage starts at 6:30, 7:30 kickoff. Coverage of Bucs football on ESPN Southwest Florida is brought to you by Creel Tractor. Signs in one day. All dry Southwest Florida and my shower door. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Well, if any of you feel depressed today, don't, after I tell you this. In 1998, John Elway turned down 20% of the Denver Broncos for $36 million. Based on the closing sale price of a measly $4.65 billion, that stake would have been worth, Craig, $930 million.
Yep, I was
$930
aware.
$930 million.
It was like the last $20 million on his playing deal as a quarterback. And Pat Bowlen said, hey, why don't you just convert that into ownership here? And Elway wouldn't do it. He says, no, give me my owed salary.
Met Pat a couple times. He used to come down and visit these people that live next door to us. Wonderful couple at the time. When I was a kid growing up, they were plastic surgeons. He was a plastic surgeon from Michigan.
Yeah.
And had grown up a dear friend of Pat Bowlen. So Pat would come once in a while.
How about that?
Yeah, but cool. Elway would have had to pay taxes on all that almost $1 billion, so.
It's a write-off.
All right, so.
No,
that's income tax. You can't.
That's true. Well, yeah, at point of sale.
Yeah,
that's
but.
Capital gains.
Yeah, well, you're paying taxes on that. They ain't letting that one go. And did you hear the new owner? What's his name?
Walter Penner.
Yeah, did you hear his how he addressed Commissioner Goodell?
No.
He said, I'd like to thank Commissioner, and he took a second and tried to look at his paper and said, Goodell?
Yeah. Well, that, you know what? That's a major problem. That is the problem, is there's too many owners out there, and I think the commissioner, I think Roger Goodell, off the record, is like shaking his head because all these owners only care about one thing, and that's a lot of them recently, it's about themselves. That's it.
Yeah.
They look to themselves first, and then...
If I was running a billion-dollar operation, I would care about myself more than Roger Goodell, too.
Yeah, but they're not listening to the right people. And then you got situations that have been happening the last few years that should not be happening.
Like what?
And then the stuff that happened with Jerry Jones, what happened with Stephen Ross, what's happened in Washington. A lot of it, I mean, it's just...
Robert Kraft.
But that too. We want to throw that. That was that was just flat out stupid. It wasn't nearly as egregious as everybody else. I mean, it was dumb.
Well, if it proves to be that there's like a human trafficking ring that's tied to it, I think that's sort of a big deal.
I don't think Robert Kraft went in there thinking it was a human trafficking ring. Do you?
I didn't say I did.
Well, I'm just saying.
It proves that he's tied to that, then that's sort of a big deal.
That he was trafficking women?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Now you've gone above and beyond absurd.
And next we talk offensive coordinator in Foxborough shouldn't freak out. Nobody freak out!
I'm going to reserve judgment until Thursday night. I got a day and a half to reserve judgment opening day. I hope Mac Jones plays some.
Joe Judge Bowl.
Yeah. The Joe Judgment Bowl. Yeah, that'll play me.
Ooh, Judgment Day.
Yeah, you can see the headline. Well,
print the shirts.
Well, no, he went through that already. The headlines already came in New York for that.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. You don't want to, you know, steal New York Post headlines.
Some other news. I saw Crawl.
But I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah, now you're concerned.
Before,
it was stupid non-Patriots fans. Don't know what we're talking about. They've never had titles over there. No problem.
That's not what I said. I said it's the first week of practice, and all indications were that Mac looked really good. The last 10 days, when I was on vacation, every day I read, nothing was good. Today,
I haven't seen anything today, but yesterday was apparently atrocious.
Yeah. Not just yesterday. I guess Mac Jones finished 10 of 14 with a pick, 11 on 11s, and 5 for 6 and 7 on 7s. A lot of red zone work. The offense was more efficient. But there was a big scrap between David Andrews and Christian Barnmore. Good. This should have a crap. Now, what shouldn't happen is they had two bench-clearing brawls in New Orleans yesterday or the day before. Two.
Are they in joint practices?
No. I'm saying New Orleans.
Oh, this is separate.
New Orleans had two brawls in their team.
Back to the Patriots for a minute before we finish that up. What that sounds like is a lot like a Matt Patricia-led Lions team. I'm very familiar with those storylines of ineptitude. Now, over to the New Orleans Saints.
Miscommunication. A lot of what you saw with Matt Patricia in Detroit apparently is going. It's some mass confusion.
That rocket scientist hasn't figured it out yet.
Well, he's got a day and a half to figure it out a little bit before being really judged opening night.
Yeah. Now, regarding New Orleans, and I didn't see a crawl till almost 11 o'clock last night on the condition of Jameis Winston's ankle.
Well, Dennis Allen, first he said there was a foot injury. Then he went on NFL Network about 15 minutes later, right during our show, and said it was an ankle injury.
Right, we knew that. I'm just saying the severity of it. We didn't know anything until 11 o'clock last night when Adam Schefter...
Nothing to see here.
...tweeted something.
Why'd you use air quotes?
Because it's not fine. It didn't happen until Adam Schefter speaks.
Well, you heard, last night on the way home, I forget who was on, and she was talking to Courtney. And whoever else was on it.
Courtney Cronin.
I think it was Courtney Cronin. I think it was her. And it's just like, he's like, Dennis Allen, first said it was a foot injury. Then he went on, then she sounded defensive. Then he went on NFL Network 10 minutes later. I was surprised they didn't bleep it out.
Right.
And said it was an ankle injury. But then you read, as the day progressed, there wasn't a lot to let Craig. It basically was, there's not really much here.
He's going to miss a few days of practice, okay. and they weren't probably going to play him in a preseason opener anyway.
But this the reporter who was talking, who covers New Orleans, she did say, she's like, I've covered the NFL a long time. She goes, and when coaches say, like, he tweaked his ankle or it didn't sound minor, she said, my experience is it's usually worse than when you hear that from a coach that says, oh, he tweaked his foot.
Yeah,
and the Saints had to kick their rookie offensive lineman out of camp a few days ago because he started a fight in three straight days of practice.
This is the guy I'm talking about. I mean, one of the guys, and I forget his name, I have to look it up, but he started a fight three straight days, and it led to the last two were really bad with both sides, a whole bunch of guys brawling. Like, it was ugly, ugly, ugly.
That's a divided locker room in NOLA.
How about a rookie stepping up causing all the problems, though?
Well, that's a quick way to become disliked in your locker room.
Yeah. Kevin Stefanski, meanwhile, said they'll wait to announce the plan at quarterback for the preseason game Friday, but Deshaun Watson will make the trip to Jacksonville.
We don't know.
Maybe his only game.
We don't know.
Maybe the only time you see him all year.
Put him in for fourth quarter mop-up duty.
Run it out with the force.
Yeah.
Yeah, as some eighth-string nobody from Jacksonville, cold cocks him and knocks him out for the year. Ugh.
Are we going to see Lawrence and Etienne?
I don't know.
I don't know.
My guess is no. Or maybe a series. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
For one series.
All right, see if you can do the – I got a puzzle for you. I have two depth charts. I want you to mix and match, okay?
Okay.
The Seattle depth chart currently has – at quarterback, Geno Smith, QB1, Drew Lock, QB2. Now, if we travel on down to San Francisco, Trey Lance, QB1, Nate Sudfeld, QB2, Brock Purdy, QB3, Jimmy G, QB4. You want to move those pieces of the puzzle around a little bit? Maybe your fourth stringer in San Francisco and make him the first stringer up in Seattle and call it a day? It's probably what's going to happen. At some
might
point.
Happen, but Trey, you got to figure Trey Lance is going to play some amount of time in preseason.
I would. He hardly played at all last year.
If you're Seattle,
yes,
even with Jimmy G,
yeah,
7 wins, right?
Uh huh.
So, I mean, that roster's like the offense, okay, with Jimmy G there and the receivers and the it could be okay.
Yeah,
the defense is bad. In maybe the best division in the entire sport.
But if you're going
to sign him long term, you want to sign him long term.
No. But my point is, would you rather sign Jimmy G to a long term deal or suck this year and go get Bryce Young or CJ Stroud on a rookie deal? It's an easy decision.
But here's where I'm confused. If we're stripping it down and waiting for next year or next quarterback of the future, whatever, why are we paying DK Metcalf and Jamal Adams big money right now? I mean, you got to strip it.
The Jamal Adams move was stupid from the beginning. They gave up 2 first-round picks for a safety, and they had to sign him to the long-term deal or else it would have made even less sense. So the Jamal Adams things, they just had to fix
that. He's untouchable.
That. Right. The DK Metcalf, if he's it physically, there's not a better receiver in the NFL.
Yeah.
Physically.
Sure.
The height, the speed, the speed. He's got everything that you're looking for.
Yeah.
And you've got to keep a few of your players. Like, it's a receiver. He's not winning you any games single-handedly. He's got to have a quarterback. He's got to have a line. He's got to have all this stuff go right for him.
Yeah.
You keep him there, and then you have a safety blanket for Stroud or Young, or if it's Levis or Van Dyke.
I know. I absolutely. But John Schneider's got a lot of pressure on him as a GM. I mean, it's a tough call.
Well,
and by the way, and it's a tough call at this particular time, especially today, because you know what the commissioner said today, because he spoke to all the owners. I guess Jayla wasn't there.
Fergie
wasn't there.
Yeah.
Neither were the Serena Williams. Just too busy going through evolution.
Well, Serena's retiring
and evolution.
She's
Craig.
evolving.
She's going through evolution.
Have some couth, sir.
And he spoke to all the owners today and addressed tanking. Don't you do that?
Do you think Schneider or Pete Carroll are there next year?
That's a good question.
I don't. I think they're both gone.
I don't know if Pete Carroll even wants to hang around for a rebuild, but then
he's
not rebuilding.
70, right?
Yeah. He's getting up there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you figure they're 3 years away minimum. I mean, how long does he want to?
I mean, best case, yeah, including this year, yes. Best case, I think that they're 3 years away from being competitive in that division.
Got the Lions on the schedule. That's a gimme. All right.
Seattle?
Yeah.
I think that game's in Motown as well.
Yeah.
So you don't have to travel to the Great Northwest.
That's right. We like it.
Let's see. Real quick. Another great Florida Gators announced they're partnering with Fanatics for athletes' shirts so that players can personalize T-shirts with their name and number to be sold on Fanatics and the Gator Sports Shop. Good for them. They should.
All right. Coming up, we got a trip down Sound Street. And next hour, Brett Sanchia will join us from Pick 6 Previews. We'll talk some football. We got Red Alert. And Twitter Police Sunshine State. We're loaded for the next hour. Stay with us. Lots going on. Also, if you want $5,000, go to our website, ESPNSWFL.com, and register to win. Get some free gas, man cave, just have $5,000, make it rain, whatever you want to do. $5,000 could be yours. Log on to ESPNSWFL.com. Shima the Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
About you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Well, things are going swimmingly for the Chicago Bears. Roquan Smith now demanding a trade because they won't pay him. Dude made like 163 tackles last year. Paid the man, for crying out loud. Here's Dan Graziano on the Sitch in Chicago on Greeny.
If this is a contract negotiation ploy by Roquan, we'll see if it works. And if not, you know, I mean, it's not out of the question they could trade him. They've done some rebuild style moves this offseason, Khalil Mack being the most prominent of those. I know they don't want to go complete tear down there, but you know, if they're playing hardball with Roquan on a contract, it likely means that they have a value you know, assigned to him, and he wants more than that. So if that's the case, they got to think about replacements. I'm sure they could get a nice draft pick or two for Roquan.
Send him to Miami.
Yeah.
Just saw a report that the team's interested, Cowboys, Patriots, and who else did I just say, Craig?
You said Cowboys and Patriots.
There was another team.
He said Dolphins.
No, I know that. But there's probably three. I mean, everybody should be interested.
Was it the Dolphins?
No, it was not.
Did you see the Justin Fields pass yesterday?
No. What was it bad?
It was busted coverage. Oh. Receiver was wide open in the corner of the end zone. Overthrew him by 10 feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Quick on the trigger, overthrew him. How about the quarterback situation between Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield in Carolina on KJM? Here's Peter King.
When Matt Rhule says, you know, we're still going to give it plenty of time, they're probably not going to pick their starting quarterback till the end of the month. And that, to me, is a sign that they'd like to give Baker Mayfield every opportunity to show he knows the offense. I think deep down, they'd love Baker Mayfield to play opening day against his old team. They think he'd be supremely motivated to play against them. And I just think they believe healthy and with enough knowledge of the game plan and of their playbook, they think that Baker Mayfield's a better player than Sam Darnold.
Here's Sam Darnold. So we both want to be starter.
For us, you know, we understand the situation. You know, this is it's quarterback competition, and at the end of the day, you know, we both want to be the starter, and we're just going to both put ourselves in a good position to try to be that guy for the team. But at the end of the day, it's not up to us. You know, it's up to the coaches and the front office.
And here's Banks. Every day's about improving.
You know, it's human nature to probably just want more reps. Sam would probably say the same thing, but for me, it's just about improving. It's to get myself to be playing the best quarterback I can and to be playing at a very high level and just go from there. Take it one day at a time, put my head down and work, and that's what I know how to do, so I'm going to continue doing that.
Let's go to Patriots camp on Get Up. Mike Reese, ESPN Patriots reporter. The offense stinks!
There was enough concern yesterday that David Andrews, one of the team's captains, gathered the entire offense after a very tough practice and had an extended chat with them. Things are not trending in the right direction. Only 10 practices, though. They still have time to work it out.
Patriots' first four offensive snaps consisted of a false start by an offense by Trent Brown. Damien Harris gets stuffed at the line of scrimmage the next play. Then there was an interception and a miscommunication by Mac Jones and Nelson Aguilar. And then there was a sack.
Not good. Not good. Here's more from Mike Reese and on who is actually calling the plays for the Patriots offense.
Friday night, they were in the stadium. It was an in-game simulation practice. They split up the team. Starters on one side, backups on the other side, and it was Matt Patricia leading that first unit offense. Bill Belichick, the wild card, still a possibility.
Okay. Big Bill's going to have to come in and fix stuff.
Well, stuff like false starts and you know, running back being stuffed and everything else, I mean, that's false starts are the ones that kill you. It doesn't matter who's coaching. I mean, that's why it's training camp. It's early. But that kind of stuff is first four plays of a practice should not be that piss poor.
Three and out.
For anybody.
Four and out.
Well, the false start, you get a freebie on that one.
So time to punt. Work on the punting game. You know, work backwards.
Didn't you just pay your punter a bunch of money?
Yeah.
We did
breaking news on it.
I don't want him, on the field.
I don't want him leak in net yards. That would be a bad thing.
All right. Brett Ciancia is joining us for Pick 6 Previews. Next, Red Alert, Twitter Police Sunshine State. We're loaded wall-to-wall to 3 o'clock hour. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.